Warren Woods High School. We didn't. We were actually. I've known Larry since third grade, and we went to elementary school together. But we lost touch for a while because he went to a parochial school. He went to a Catholic school actually for a couple of years, and then it wasn't until high school that we started getting together again, you know. And then we did, and he was probably, I can't remember, he was about 15, thereabouts, 14, 15. And he didn't have a guitar, but he'd come over and just fumble around with my guitar and stuff, right? But he's a left-hander, right? So he'd play my guitar upside down, and I said, you know, that's kind of difficult to do it like that, you know. And anyway, I eventually got a different guitar, and I was going to give him my old one, which was a wretched K guitar with almost piano piano wire for strings and about an inch off the fret, you know. And but I figured, yeah, I'll give him a guitar to mess around with. And what I did was I restrung it for a left-hander, right? And I brought it over to him and I said, "Here you go, man." And so we kind of played like that for a minute, and then one day I went over there and he had all the strings turned around again. And I go, what the hell did you do? He goes, well, I play better that way. And from that point on, Larry played like, I think it was Albert King, played the left-handed with the guitar upside down. There are a few other people who played like that too. So that always made it interesting when we had a band and we had rehearsal and Larry would bring in a new song, even in the days when we started recording our own stuff in the basement and stuff. You know, it's like looking in a mirror. You know, he'd come in with these chords and stuff like that, and they're upside down, or he'd be looking at me and, you know, he'd reconfigure them and stuff. So it was a little more challenging trying to, you know, get the sound out, but we did it, you know. I mean, wasn't that hard, but interesting.